This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. American and British aircraft carried out strikes on Houthi targets, a dramatic expansion of the war in the Middle East. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
American and British aircraft carried out strikes after weeks of Houthi attacks on maritime shipping in the Red Sea, and days after U.S. and British naval forces shot down 21 Houthi drones and missiles, some of which President Joe Biden said directly targeted American ships. While Washington says it has no intent to escalate tensions, the Houthis have vowed to retaliate. A Houthi spokesperson said after the strikes that they will continue targeting ships headed towards Israel.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Israel on Friday rejected as false and quote-unquote grossly distorted accusations brought by South Africa at the UN's top court that its military operation in Gaza is a state-led genocide campaign against the Palestinian population, arguing it was acting to defend itself and was fighting U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, not the Palestinian population. Israel called on the International Court of Justice to dismiss the case as groundless and reject South Africa's request to halt the offensive. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak visiting Kyiv to announce a new package of support for Ukraine, including an increase in military funding for its war with Russia, a statement from his office said. Sunak was seen meeting with his vice chief of defense staff aboard a train to the capital. Sunak announced military funding for Ukraine for the next financial year will be £2.5 billion or $3.2 billion, the statement said. This is VOA News. Transport ministers from landlocked Central African countries met in Cameroon Friday. As they say, increasing commodity prices are causing civil strife in Chad and the Central African Republic. Moki Edwin Kindezka reports from Yaoundé.
Central African transport ministers meeting in Cameroon say they want to find immediate solutions to obstacles facing the transportation of goods moving from Cameroon's Douala and Kribi seaports to landlocked Central African states. The Douala and Kribi seaports handle 90% of goods delivered to landlocked Chad and the Central African Republic. Ministers and transport officials said goods now take about a month instead of 2 weeks to arrive in Chad's capital, N'Djamena. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Taiwan is preparing to elect a new president and legislature Saturday in what many see as a test of control with China, which claims the self-governing island republic as its own. The U.S. strongly backs Taiwan against China's military threats, and President Joe Biden's administration plans to send an unofficial delegation to meet with the winner soon. Candidates will make their final appeals Friday, with campaigning to end at midnight. There's a blizzard warning for much of the U.S. Midwestern state of Iowa as Republican presidential candidates campaign ahead of Monday's Iowa caucuses, the first chance for America's 2024 primary voters. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
I know it's going to be cold on Monday.
Florida governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says he's not quite ready for the freezing cold temperatures, being that he's left his coat in Tallahassee.
I haven't ever experienced a negative 15 degrees in my life.
Nikki Haley's campaign has canceled three events for today and says it will be hosting telephone town halls. That same storm could bring snow to the Chicago area, where there's a growing population of migrants sent up from the U.S.-Mexico border. Hundreds are staying in eight parked warming buses to avoid sleeping outside. I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. aviation officials say they will audit Boeing's aircraft production and increase oversight of the troubled company after a panel blew off a jetliner in mid-flight last week. The agency's move comes just a day after it announced an investigation into whether Boeing failed to make sure a fuselage panel that blew off was safe and manufactured to meet the design that regulators approved. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.